celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
And welcome, my friend. Here is your toll-free number, 1-866-405-8405. That's the easiest way to ask your questions of Dr. Debbie and dog father Joey Villani. Of course, you can also ask from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. On the big show today, and I'm telling you, it is a big show. We have a lady, a doctor, in fact. Is she a doctor, Kathleen McAuliffe? Do you know?
I don't think so.
Okay, she's not a doctor, but she's an authority, a foremost authority on parasites and what they can do to your brain. And we're talking like toxoplasmosis and all of these other things that you can get from your animals that can really mess you up.
Oof.
So that'll freak you out. That's on the way right here in a few minutes right here on Animal Radio. You want to stick around for that. Also, Robert Semra with Five Reasons Deaf Dogs Rock. Five Reasons Deaf Dogs Rock. He's going to be talking about the deaf dogs. I don't know any deaf dogs personally. But
I walk a deaf, deaf dog.
You walk a deaf dog?
Yes, he can't hear a thing.
I groom a bunch.
You do groom a bunch. Are they, is it harder than normal dogs?
No. You know what's weird? Is they still react to certain things, certain gestures, hand motions. I mean, for a while, some of them I actually thought can still hear. And so you like test them a little bit, and then you realize they really can't hear. But it's funny how they adapt.
You know, I still talk to my deaf dog.
Do
it's
you?
A habit, yeah.
I would imagine, like humans, that when you lose one of your senses, your other senses really become acute. And so that they can feel vibrations and really understand what their surroundings are. But Robert will tell us all about that. And then, of course, Joey Villani, what are you working on today?
We're going to talk about style of grooming and, you know, what's out there that's new that can actually put your dog, you know, on the cover of that Doggy Vogue magazine.
Really? For real?
Yes. New styles. Yes, absolutely. No different than, you know, than, well, Hal, I don't know, you got the same hairstyle since 1970, it looks like.
But, you know. I haven't actually combed my hair since 1970, but it's...
I wouldn't call it a style.
If it is, it's out. But, okay, so we're going to find out the latest dog styles, if that is your thing. If it's not, that's okay. You're like me, and you think, you know, the accessorizing and everything's a little goofy. But if you're like me. Yeah, then you'll want to stick around for that. Lori, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
I found a study that just came out, really interesting. Researchers who were looking at all of these, you know, kind of exotic pets, and they thought, I wonder if they really are good pets. So they did a study of 90 different animals they thought would make good pets. So we've got the list of the top five best pets, and you will not hear me say dog or cat there.
Dog or cat not on the best pet list. Interesting.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. Well,
they're not in the top 25.
Really? Well, I'm definitely curious about what tops that list, so you'll have to stick around for that with Lori Brooks on the
list. I'd want to know who wrote it.
First, let's go to the phones for your calls for Dr. Debbie and Joey Villani. Toll-free, 1-866-405-8405. And let's go ahead and grab Jim here. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Great.
Where are you calling from today?
Well, right now I'm in Roland Heights.
Roland Heights.
Right.
Is that the L.A. area, Los Angeles area?
Well, yeah, it's east of L.A.
Okay. So what's going on with your animals? I have the entire dream team here for you.
Well, it's kind of a weird situation. I have a 17-year-old indoor cat. It's been indoor ever since my girlfriend and her son got it.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what's going on with these guys, Jim? What's your problem?
Well, I see bumps every now and then. I don't see fleas or ticks or anything. And they have been scratching up the kazoo.
Oh, wow. All right. Do they have any sores on their bodies?
Well, I see bumps. I can feel bumps, but when I look, it could be sores, but I think it's from them scratching or biting or picking on themselves.
Ah, okay. All righty. So if we see little small bumps or feel them on cats, especially if they're kind of like, if you look at them closely, they might be a little pink, a little kind of almost like a pimple, and sometimes they'll have a scab on them. Then that can be a condition we call miliary dermatitis, and it's miliary kind of like millets is kind of like what it looks like, little bumps. Miliary dermatitis can happen from a lot of different reasons in cats. The number one thing that causes it is flea allergy dermatitis. So that's always the number one thing on my list when I hear of kitties that have these little bumps, usually around the neck, the head, sometimes on the chest, but also along the back.
Right.
There are some other causes of that as well, and that might be things like a bacterial infection, allergies or food allergies, and even things like ringworm. So cats don't always have to get ringworm with like a hair loss like a person does. They can actually get these little bumps. So since you do have a kitty going outside, I'm going to say number one thing we need to focus on is flea control. And the funny thing that I always have this conversation with folks about cats, and a lot of folks will say, oh, I never see fleas or any evidence of fleas on my cat. And that's because in many cases, cats are doing what they do best. They groom, and they groom themselves really well. So we can't count on seeing evidence of fleas on cats. If we're in an area that has fleas, and especially with having one going outside, we really need to treat appropriately with that. And that might be a combination of a oral product such as Comfortis, along with a topical product on a regular monthly basis. So that is by far the number one thing I'm going to ask you to do for both cats. The other thing, and if we do have fleas, to realize is if you have that one cat going outside, we are going to struggle. We are going to struggle hard to control fleas and any resulting skin side effects because of that. So if we're really concerned about getting this on under control, we'll try to keep the outdoor cat indoors for about a month's time so we can really do our best to try to get the flea control under our belts there. Then, you know, this would be something if you haven't already taken the babies to the vet, you know, we'd want to do that and just make sure we don't have something like ringworm and check to see if we need to be on an antibiotic or if they do see fleas. Sometimes we'll use a bit of a steroid just to help decrease the itch so we don't have so much self-trauma as a result of the itch, because dogs, cats, they can have flea allergy dermatitis, which means they are unreasonably itchy from the bite of the flea, from the saliva. So it doesn't have to be that we have tons of fleas. It could be one flea. And if you have an allergic pet, they are just going crazy from that itch. So that's when we'll often use things like, you know, prednisone or other types of steroids just to help kind of quiet down that reaction there.
But as far as cleansing them, it's like 24/7.
I'm sorry?
As far as, you know, them bathing themselves, you know, licking and all that, you know, I guess what you call washing their body or something, they always do that through all day long.
Yeah, that's normal. I mean, kitties, they are fastidious creatures. So, you know, it is really their job to keep that hair coat looking good. And if something offending is there, they're going to get it out of there. So, yeah, that's why, you know, they may just be doing a really good job of that. So you got a little bit of work there, Jim, but, you know, work with your veterinarian and see about getting the right treatment and the right products. So, you know, this is something I definitely like to work with my clients, because some of the topicals alone aren't going to give us the quickest relief, especially with flea allergy dermatitis. We got to use some of these quick kill type products, and many of them are the oral forms.
Right. Yeah, I tried that Feline for a while, and I wasn't sure if that was helping it or not. To me, it didn't seem like it made a difference.
Yeah. You tried what? I missed that.
Frontline. He tried Frontline. So we're talking about some of the orals, though. These are different medicines. These are medicines that you take internally. Is that correct?
Right. And there's not every topical is created equal. So we prefer to have a topical that, if possible, has a quick kill. If not, that's when we pull out the oral medications, Capstar, Comfortis. And a lot of these, they will kill those fleas so quickly. But if your cat's going outside, they're going to get reinfested. So that's where keeping them indoors just to get a handle on things can be very helpful for the initial stages of trying to treat this.
And the female cat, because of the heat that's over here, I've been keeping her inside and keeping the room as cool as possible.
Well, you're doing something right, Jim. You got that 17-year-old cat. So give those babies a hug and a little scratch. And thanks so much for your call.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care, Jim. We appreciate it. Yeah, we have Nike the Studio Cat, and it just takes one flea bite, and he is miserable. Yeah, mm-hmm. His whole body gets bumps
covered with sores.
And the Comfortis worked very well for us.
Yeah,
so,
cleared him up fast.
Doing that. So if you want to talk to Dr. Debbie or Dogfather Joey Villani or even Ladybug the Studio Stunt Dog, toll free 1-866-405-8405. And I encourage you, if you happen to have a Yorkshire Terrier, a Shih Tzu, a Pug, or a Mini Schnauzer, did you know our very own talented Dr. Debbie has written books called How to Be Your Dog's Best Friends about these breeds right here. And I'm going to try to convince her to work on some other breeds. But if you have one of these right now, you definitely want to have this Guardian's Manual. And they're available as Kindle books over at Amazon.com. And, of course, we have links over at AnimalRadio.com. Let's head back to the phones for your calls. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. Next.
Animal Radio is underwritten in part by Viagen Pets, the leading provider of animal genetic preservation and cloning services. Preserve the genes of your dog or cat to extend the special bond you share with them. Learn more at www.viagenpets.com. That's viagenpets.com.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
Bed bugs are back, and just talking about them makes me all itchy. But relief is on the way. She's a 9-pound dog named Nudie, a near hairless Chinese crested mix who's one of the dogs trained to detect the biting critters. Bed bugs were gone from the U.S. for so long, most thought they were just a myth. But now exterminators say that in the last year, they've been getting 50 times the number of bed bug calls they used to get. Dogs have been used to sniff out termites, but now Perriero says the bedbug training is like hitting the lotto. Nudie was found in a shelter, and she loves to find bedbugs. Her owner trainer just says, "Find your bees," I guess short for bedbugs, and Nudie jumps on the mattress and starts pawing where they are. I feel much better now. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
This is Animal Radio, baby.
For over a decade, Viagen has been the leading provider of genetic preservation and cloning services of prized livestock with thousands of satisfied clients. Now announcing Viagen Pets, providing genetic preservation and cloning services to pet parents. Consider preserving the genes of your pet to extend the special bond you share with them. Get your free information kit and special offer for Animal Radio listeners at www.viagenpets.com. That's viagenpets.com.
People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Red Barn canned food for cats and dogs is grain and gluten-free.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1313 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra Gel Caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra Gel Caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra Gel Caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.